From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Michael Schiller, sitting in for Al Letson. It's June 2023 on a sunny afternoon in Denver. Thousands of people fill the Colorado Convention Center's main theater. There are no empty seats in the house. Two guys named Rick are on stage, and they couldn't look more different from one another. The first Rick to step up to the mic is Rick Doblin. He's dressed in an all-white suit that's glowing under the glare of the spotlight.
Amazing. The future is psychedelic. Welcome to the psychedelic 20s.
Rick Doblin has spent more than three decades trying to get psychedelic drugs legalized. The organization he leads, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, or MAPS for short, has organized this conference.
When I think about this conference with over 12,000 registered people, with opening talks by the governor of Colorado and over 500 other speakers, I can only wonder, am I tripping? I think not. It's not that I'm tripping, it's that culture is tipping.
When he says the culture is tipping, he's talking about what's happening with psychedelic drugs, which have been illegal for decades and are now beginning to go mainstream. Which brings us to Rick number two, Rick Perry.
You got to see the light and the white in Rick Doblin. I'm the dark, knuckle-dragging, right-wing, Republican former governor of the state of Texas.
Perry was the governor of Texas from 2000 to 2015 and ran for president twice. As governor, he backed legislation that would require drug testing for people on welfare. These days, he's a champion of psychedelic drugs. And he thinks politicians should get out of the way.
Let's not look at what government tells us. Let's not look at what somebody says is right and wrong. Let's look at the results here.
Psychedelic drugs are having a moment, and there's growing momentum among lawmakers to make them legal again. We first brought you this story last year after reporter Jonathan A. Davis spent 5 days at the Psychedelics Conference to find out why people from both the left and the right are pushing to reverse U.S. drug policy and make psychedelic drugs like MDMA, mushrooms, and LSD legal for the first time in more than 50 years. And a quick heads up. This hour explores mental health issues and does include mentions of suicide.
It's Psychedelic Science 2023. The conference has taken over the entire Colorado Convention Center, 2 million square feet, a space the size of 38 football fields. And a lot of the 12,000 people walking around, they're pretty far out. Like this woman who approaches me. She's wearing a one-piece jumpsuit with a fluffy tutu and a rainbow wig.
Peace. Oh, good morning to you. What a strange implement. What a big wand you have.
She's fixated on my microphone and its fuzzy cover.
Preposterously filled with fluff, isn't it?
Mixed in with the hippies are policymakers in suits, indigenous people wearing traditional dress, venture capitalists, scientists, and researchers. A surreal assortment of people. Even NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is here, touting his experience with a ceremonial brew, a hallucinogen that comes from the Amazon, known as ayahuasca.
You know, my first ayahuasca journey, it was in 2020 in Peru. Previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. MVP.
Psychedelics were being talked about in hushed tones even a decade ago, but now they're being publicly championed. For a lot of people, they've gone from being just recreational drugs to actual medicines. And these drugs have shown a lot of promise in treating some really challenging mental health issues, from depression and anxiety to PTSD and addiction. Which brings us to a group of people who are here in full force at the conference. Veterans.
Ayahuasca saved my life.
Jared Reinhart is a former Marine, and he's here at the conference wearing his military-issue camouflage vest, which is now decorated with ayahuasca symbols from the Amazon. Jared sees psychedelics as the key to solving the mental health crisis among vets with post-traumatic stress disorder.
The suicide epidemic that's plaguing my brothers and sisters throughout the military is stifling.
Since 9/11, more than 30,000 vets have taken their lives, four times the number killed in combat. The Department of Veterans Affairs has tried for decades to treat PTSD with various medications. But vets often complain about being overprescribed and how all the pills can sometimes just make things worse. Jared struggled a lot after his deployments.
I was really high strung, very violent, very aggressive with my words, with my actions. I drank all the time when I was home on leave from Iraq. And then after ayahuasca, none of that.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry has heard many stories like Jared's, and it's made him a believer in treating PTSD with psychedelic-assisted therapy.
I believe in the proof of young men who I know and who I've seen come back completely changed. But I don't want to see a blowback. Let's go slow. Let's go methodical. We're saving lots of lives.
To understand how we got to this moment where conservative lawmakers are now the ones worried about a blowback against psychedelics, we've got to go back to the last time they were legal and widely available. After LSD was discovered in the 40s, scientists began studying it and other psychedelics as possible treatments for alcoholism, depression, and other mental health issues.
I was dust, and I was inside the earth.
This woman is one of the principals in a controlled scientific investigation of LSD.
But when these drugs went from the research labs to the streets, they became a part of the counterculture.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
They fueled the summer of love and protests against the war in Vietnam.
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War.
Richard Nixon saw the anti-war and black power movements as political threats. So he fought back with the war on drugs.
In order to fight and defeat this enemy.
The war on drugs criminalized possession and use of all kinds of drugs. And over the years, it's put millions of people behind bars, many of them people of color. The Controlled Substances Act of 1970 categorized psychedelics as Schedule 1, meaning they were dangerous and had zero medical value. As a result, federal funding for psychedelic research dried up. Science pretty much ignored psychedelics for almost four decades. Then in the 2000s, researchers quietly began studying psychedelics again with private funding. Over time, research increased, and eventually a national movement sprung up to move psychedelics off Schedule 1. It's been led by Rick Doblin and his organization MAPS, who've put on this conference. Their first goal is to convince the Food and Drug Administration to approve MDMA for treating PTSD. MDMA is also known as ecstasy or Molly.
And if all goes well, we'll have the potential approval by maybe around a year from now.
If MDMA is legalized as a medical treatment for PTSD, there's a chance the floodgates will open for more psychedelics to become available. Even now, more than a dozen cities and two states have decriminalized psychedelics, making them law enforcement's lowest priority. And billions of dollars are already being pumped into a psychedelic industry that's banking on changes to federal drug laws, with dozens of companies already trading on the NASDAQ and other stock exchanges. There are people here at this conference plotting and planning on how to make their fortunes from the psychedelic boom.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm making an audio documentary about psychedelics. Can I record some audio from your conversation?
Are you going to put my name on this?
We don't have to.
Are we going to end up in federal court?
we can keep it anonymous.
And so what I was saying here is you want the flavor of the beverage to...
But this rush for profit does not sit well with some people at the convention. During one of Rick Doblin's speeches...
Well, there's one other aspect of the arc of the...
A group of indigenous activists start drumming and approach the stage.
We are native, we are indigenous, and we have been excluded!
They get up on stage, and Katumi Castro, a mental health counselor and indigenous practitioner, originally from South America, takes the microphone.
The psychedelic renaissance is not really a psychedelic renaissance. We open our medicines for you to heal, not to take. You're colonizing it.
Thank you for
You're damaging us. You're erasing our cultures. please stop.
Mushrooms, ayahuasca, peyote, they've all been central parts of indigenous ceremonies in the Americas for thousands of years. And there are some who feel that this psychedelic renaissance is not respecting their traditions, that their sacred medicines are being pushed through the meat grinder of American capitalism. But the psychedelic medicine movement continues to gain momentum. More and more politicians, like former Republican Governor Rick Perry, are now willing to go against the grain. Perry supported clinical trials in Texas of psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms.
I literally had some friends came up and said, "What are you doing? You've spent 40 years of your life building your reputation. You're fixing to throw it away on this crazy idea about psychedelics." And I said, "My reputation is not more important than these young people's lives."
1 month before this conference, a bill was proposed to fund research on psychedelics for active duty military and veterans. The co-sponsors included conservative Republicans like Dan Crenshaw and Matt Gaetz, and Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Political will to support veterans is now driving legislation that would have been unthinkable even a decade ago.
That story was from reporter Jonathan Davis. It could take years for psychedelic treatments to become widely available, and legalization will bring risks. But for some, waiting is not an option. When we come back, a group of veterans and first responders find ways to access psychedelics and confront their trauma without the help of the VA. That's up next on Reveal.
Support for Reveal comes from Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one management platform built to help you control every aspect of your business from anywhere in the world. More information at odoo.com/reveal. That's odoo.com/reveal. And by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.